Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Oh yeah, we're back in business, baby. Oh yeah, we're back in business, baby. Woo-hoo. We're back in business, baby. Oh yeah, we're back in business, baby.
Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM.
Good morning, everybody. This is Paparal with you on the Green, Friendly and Different show, coming from the Green, Friendly and Different city of Sheffield. And today, well, we've got some pure indulgence. I'm going to be playing some of my favourite music around ska, the wonderful world of ska. Going to be looking a bit at the early days of ska, its revival, and how it's gone completely global. Just a bit of background first. Most of you will have heard about the Jamaican sound systems, which kicked off in that land in the 1950s, way back, based originally on trucks that drove around the villages and fields with a sound system, load of speakers, a generator, and lots of great music. And the music they played originally was R&B coming out of Miami and New Orleans, with the early sound system pioneers bringing the records across from the States. One of the American artists most associated with ska was Fats Domino, who built up a huge repertoire in New Orleans. First track here is My Girl Josephine by Fats Domino. Second track, which is a very old one, not too well recorded, is an example of mento music. And when people talk about the origins of ska, they do refer to earlier forms of music in Jamaica. Obviously, music wasn't invented when ska started. And mento and calypso and also mambo music from Cuba were all part of the background sounds which led to ska. And if you could just bear with me, I'm going to play two versions of a track called Penny Real. And the first one is a mento version, and the second one is a ska version. And you can see how the music moved across from mento to ska.
Hello, Josephine. Now you're trying to make a leave.
like I remember you. You used to laugh at me and holler boo, boo, boo.
Really?
That first track by Fats Domino really could be an early ska track. The two versions of Penny Reel, the first one, the Mento version, was by the Calypso 5, and the second one, the ska version, was by Baba Brooks, together with a whole bunch of musicians who very shortly after the track was recorded came together and formed the Scatterlights, who were really the cornerstone of Jamaican music. More about them coming up.
Madness, madness, they call it madness. ministers. I've got a haming view. I'm gonna walk all over you. Cause madness, madness, I call it gladness. But if this is madness, man, I know I'm filled with gladness. It's gonna be rougher, it's gonna be tougher, and I won't be the one who's gonna suffer. Oh no, I won't be the one.
Rudy,
Kicked off there with Silver Dollar by the Scatterlites. As I said, they were really seen as the cornerstone of Jamaican music. They originally only lasted for about 18 months as a band, from 64 to 65, when they broke up following the arrest of their trombonist, Don Drummond, who had killed his wife in a fit of unbalance, let's say. As a band, the Scatterlites was made up of some very, very good instrumentalists who had grown up playing for tourists in Jamaica in the 1950s in hotels, playing jazz versions mostly, and you can hear that in a lot of their music. They were also the house band for Studio One, one of the best known Jamaican studios, and backed just about every one of the major Jamaican soloists, including Bob Marley, Buddy Wailer, and many others.
Thank you. me, nine finger, went to your gent.
Whoa, what a pressure. Landlord, a pressure tenant. Whoa, what a pressure. Landlord, a pressure tenant.
Everywhere you can turn in town, you hear people saying house rent too high. Yes, everywhere you can turn in town, the poor people crying house rent too high. Your rent one this month for $50, you leave that 2 months, it raised to $60. If you have any children, you can't get it, no matter what the price, you have to gladly take it. Every 3 weeks the rent man come with him bodyguard and him big long gun. You can't tell him, say you no have it. Anyway, there you have to try find it. Or else him coming back with the bailiff man, coming in a van with two policemen. And one thing you must understand, if you even get trapped, him nah get no wrong. Whoa, what a pressure. Tenant. Hey, whoa, whoa, what a pressure. Hey, landlord, them a pressure tenants. My landlord is a cruel man, a man that no one can understand. Every time the rent near feed you, that is the time when my landlord screw. And when him collect, him smile again. That's the only time me and him a friend. But that friendship only lasts for 3 weeks. That's 3 weeks time, the rent due again. Whoa, what a pressure. Hey, landlord, them a pressure tenant. Hey, hey, whoa, what a pressure. Landlord, a pressure tenant.
With the arrival of ska, setting up so many recording studios in Jamaica and the pressing of records in Jamaica, the country developed a massive music scene and music industry, and one of the biggest artists to come out of Jamaica who's survived up until fairly recently was Toots and the Maytals, and got a track, Monkey Man by Toots. The follow on is Jamaican Ska, again by Desmond Dekker, just like this, because it kind of tells the story. And finally, a track by Max Romeo, Landlord and Tenant, one of the few social commentary ska tracks I've been able to discover. And Max Romeo recorded many of the great Jamaican ska hits that have had so much influence in Europe and the rest of the world. And throughout his adult life was a Rastafarian, like many of the Jamaican musicians.
Thank you. take you to a restaurant that's got glass tables. You can watch yourself while you are eating.
As I said before, the arrival of ska music and Jamaican people into the UK had a huge effect on our music, our culture, particularly our young people. And through the 70s, it slowly got more tied up with the punk explosion, which kicked off in 1976. And by the late 70s, there were several bands in the UK who were playing music heavily influenced by ska, and Jerry Dammers, who was the leader of the Specials, set up a special label called Two Tone to record ska tracks, and the three that I'm playing now, I believe, all came out on Two Tone. First one in 79 was Gangsters by the Specials, which was a remake of a track originally recorded by Prince Buster about 18 years earlier. Second track, Mirror in the Bathroom by The Beat, came out in 1980, as did On My Radio by The Selector.
Thank you. mother than that man. Life's like a cat to teach your soul. Take them to the youth authority home. First thing you learn, you gotta make it in this world alone.
Black coat, white shoes, black hat, Cadillac.
He's paid his people, he's getting deep in. Whatever he can move on in, you know that kid's a creeper.
Black coat, white shoes, black hat, Cadillac.
Yeah, the boy's a time bomb.
Black coat, white shoes, black hat, Cadillac.
The boy's a time bomb. Tattooed below his eye, his mother cries, she knows that he is strong enough to die. He's rolling in the Cadillac, his midnight sunroof is down. Three shots right out of here, I'm dead, the new king is crowned.
Black coat, white shoes, black hat, Cadillac.
Yeah, the boy's a time bomb.
Black coat, white shoes, black hat, Cadillac.
Yeah, the boy's a time bomb.
Thank you. flying high with a loving tone in his voice. Forgot that we all have a choice. Life is nothing if you don't appreciate.
Two-tone movement in the UK at the end of the 70s and into the early 80s was the second coming of ska. Third coming of ska really happened when the Scatterlites got back together in 1993 and started a world tour which is going on right up to today, with new musicians stepping in as the original guys died off, sadly. The first track there came out of that year, 1993, by the Scatterlites, and it's called Oriental Ska.
one of my all-time favourites. The second track comes out of when ska hit America. It's by a band called Rancid. It's called Time Bomb. Came out in 95. And then we had Papa's Got a Brand New Ska from the Melbourne Ska Orchestra. And finally, Downbeat Stomp by the Tokyo Radio Ska Orchestra. And that's ska for today. Long may it continue. Bye. See you all next week.
In Bruton town there lived a farmer who had two sons and a daughter dear. By day and night they were contriving to fill their parents' hearts with fear.